Daniel, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. Oops, let's go to the chat room. Give them some love. We didn't say hi in the chat room. We're going to sign in right now. Where is the chat room? There we are, chat room. Are they going to be nice to me and let me in? We shall see. Not today. Oh, wait, maybe. Let me click over here and see what we got. Oh, my God! We got the chat room! Yay! Hello, chat room! All right. Got that. Kitty says, does anyone know of a good golden milk recipe without almond milk? I tried making it with water, but it was pretty awful to get down. Yes, absolutely. So what I put in my almond milk, Kitty, is I put in coconut cream. I put in coconut cream. I live here in the land of coconuts, and they make coconut cream weekly, fresh. And so I buy coconut cream, I freeze it, and I put a chunk in my golden milk. Now, Kitty, if you don't live in the tropics, you shouldn't use coconut cream. So what you should use, Kitty, though, is pureed sunflower seeds. That'll give a nice creamy heft to your golden milk and help smooth out that flavor for you. Is prune juice okay to take with turpentine? I don't understand the question. I would not mix turpentine and prune juice and swallow it, if that's the question. If the question is, could you drink prune juice in the same day that you're taking turpentine? Of course. Virginia says, Dr. Daniels, I love you even more. Thank you very much. Let's give you some encouragement. Okay. Hannah says, can I take 6 drops of turpentine and water for bronchitis, even though I don't do the Candida Cleaner Report? Probably not. I need to take vitality capsules. You need to poop at least 3 times a day. And what's going to happen is when you take the 6 drops of turpentine and water, the problem will leave your lungs but go someplace else. That's not good. Also, you do have to change your diet. So at least while you're getting rid of your bronchitis, change to the diet in the Candida Cleaner Report. Okay. Virginia says, thank you for bringing Valentina. You are welcome. Okay, so you write a recipe book? I will buy it. Driss, I do have a recipe book on my site. They are cleansing recipes. I'm in the process of writing another book with rebuilding recipes and more fun recipes. So you can start by going to the website, vitalitycapsules.com, and get the cookbooks with the cleansing recipes. Marie says, you went to medical school, Valentina. You look 16. Well, Valentina, how old are you?
24.
Okay, Valentina's 24.
Are you sure they tell me that? Not from.
Okay, tamarind looks like prunes. Yes, it does look like prunes, but it's sour. Doesn't taste like prunes.
Yeah.
How much tamarind? A package? So this is a third world country, right? So we don't have precise measures. So I put in this package, which is actually mostly seeds, in a gallon. But since you live in a more industrialized country, you probably have tamarind paste in a container. And so for a gallon, you can put in about maybe 2 or 3 tablespoons of tamarind paste and see how that goes. That should be enough for a gallon. Okay. Anne says, here in the U.S., it seems so many people are set in their ways and don't want to put effort into getting well. I think also, Anne, it's like Valentina said, they don't believe it could be that simple. They just don't believe it's that simple. And people have told me, Dr. Daniels, I don't believe you can get better by changing what you eat. It's just not possible. Would you recommend at least a pill or something? And so people are telling you is please lie to me. And so I have to tell those people to please work with someone else and they can check me back if it fits into their future plans. Yeah. But you have to be strong and not let people draw you into lying to them and deceiving to them, even though they may seriously ask you to do that. All right, we have callers. I'm going to put these headphones around the microphone so everybody can hear the callers. Let's see if that works. All right, we have Penny in Utah. Hi, Penny.
Hi, good morning. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Dr. Daniels, my question has to do with collagen, and I'm wondering, like, how much is too much? What are the side effects of that? I thought I was kind of overdoing it, but I didn't see any side effects. But I'm not actually seeing the results.
What kind of collagen are you using?
Oh, I went with the pig's feet and the cow's feet. I do have chicken feet.
Oh, you're eating the actual flesh?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. You know you're overdoing it when you get keloid scars.
When you get what?
Keloids.
Oh,
so
okay. I don't know what those
cut,
are.
What will happen is it'll heal excessively, and there'll be too much collagen. It'll make a big lump at the site of your scar.
Oh, okay. I don't have that. And I don't actually
you're
see that.
Good to go.
What I was looking for, what's that?
You're good to go. You don't have too much collagen.
Well, I haven't seen the results I'd like to see. I've got saggy skin, like knees and things, you know, and I'd love to tighten that up.
The question, okay, so the thing to understand is it's saggy because of your diet, and there's another problem that you need to fix. Probably the best way to sort that out would be a discovery session at drjenniferdaniels.com. So what I would say is between now and then, though, let's say your skin is saggy, I would, first of all, stop using soap. That's important. And then
stop
use rice, R-I-C-E brand. You can wet that, make a paste, rub it on your skin, rinse it off. And apply olive oil, head to toe. So when I first, when I turned about 40, my skin started sagging. I'm like, oh my God, a wrinkle, a sag. And so when I put olive oil on, literally half of my sags went away in about 15 minutes. So I would try that first. You'll notice a noticeable improvement. Maybe not half your sags. I don't know how bad your sags are. But I would try that first, and then for further improvement, you know, go to drjenniferdaniels.com for an appointment.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we have Antoinette in Indiana. Antoinette?
Daniels, thanks. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I have a question on sleep studies or sleep apnea.
Sleep studies are totally bogus. That's
no
bad.
Kidding. This is the third one
totally
I've
bogus.
Had, and they tell.
Oh, you found that out.
Oh, well, let me tell you what they said. The diagnosis is mild obstructive breathing disorder, moderate to severe during REM. And I only slept about 3 hours during that test.
Yeah, the purpose of the test is to get you to pay for it. It's at least $1,000 back in the old days. I don't even know what it costs now. And then to sell
I don't either.
An apnea machine.
Yeah.
Oh, you bought it? Did you buy the machine?
No. This is the third time I've been tested. The first time I actually went through with the machine. And it was cumbersome, it was hard to use, it was uncomfortable, and I had no faith in the group.
it's loud. It's like having a tornado in your bedroom.
Yeah, it was awful. So, why do you say that they're bogus? Do you have something you can explain about that?
Well, it's bogus because it doesn't indicate anything that's going to improve you. The purpose of the test is to test your gullibility to see if they can sell you a machine. That's the total purpose of the test.
Wow. Okay,
so
I don't want to
take
it.
You passed the gullibility test. You got the machine. All right. So now, next.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so let's dispense with all that stuff. The point is, what's the point? Are you having difficulty breathing? Are you snoring? What's up?
No. I have atrial fibrillation, and that's an automatic trigger for this test.
Oh, I see. Okay. So they're trying. Okay. So it's automatic trigger to find ways to make more money. I would ignore the test.
Okay.
If you're not snoring and there's not any obstruction, well, let's just say for a minute that we're going to believe the test. Why not? What the heck? You can eat cow tongue. The cow tongue, basically, there's two parts of the tongue, the skinny part and the fat part. When you see it, you'll see what I mean. You want to be sure to eat the whole fat part, everything, the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
The only thing you not want to eat is you do want to peel the tongue. The top of it is like shoe leather. And what that will do is that's going to strengthen the muscle and connective tissue at the back of your throat that controls your tongue. And it'll keep your tongue from slipping back and blocking off your breathing at night.
Wow. And yeah. How often do you have this cow's tongue?
I would say every day until your night breathing situation goes away. Mm-hmm. I was like, I thought in perfect hell. And I was snoring at night. I'm like, I'm embarrassed. I mean, even though it's people love, like, I'm embarrassed to be snoring because I'm snoring. It's bothering me. So I started eating cow tongue. I ate about 4 tons and it went away.
So you ate 4 pounds, you said?
No, 4 tongues. Each tongue is 3 pounds. So you can eat as much as you want in the course of a day, but yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. You had 4 cow's tongues, is that true?
I ate a lot. I ate a lot. Do what it takes. It's cheaper than okay. Meat, a lot easier.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have
bye-bye.
Herbert in Michigan. Are you there, Herbert?
Hear me?
Can't hear you yet.
Can you hear me, Dr. Daniel?
We got some poor reception here, Herbert.
Can you hear me?
All right, Herbert. I'm going to take you off of a speakerphone, try and listen to you, and repeat your question. All right, Herbert, what's your question?
Can you tell me anything about stem cell research for a person with MS?
Yes. So the question is, Dr. Daniels, can you tell us something about MS research in terms of stem cells? And the answer was in my inbox, because I'm on the Dr. Medscape mail list, is that there is no evidence that stem cells are effective for any condition. There is no research showing that they are effective.
All right, because it seemed to be what I've just seen on YouTube and the research is that a lot of
people... It's advertising. There's just okay. Research and advertising. What you've been hearing is advertising. The actual research shows that there is no benefit. There is no research showing any benefit to stem cell. However, it's expensive, it's profitable, and people are paying big loads of money for it. The advertising is so effective that medical centers are saying, wait a minute, we can't miss out on this. We don't care if there's no research or evidence of effectiveness. We're going to start selling this stuff, darn it. And so there's a big controversy in the medical field about stem cells. The point is, it's a big profit stream, and the medical industrial complex wants in. So we can watch and see how that will develop. But as to your health, don't worry about it.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Daniel.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, we have Charity in California. Hi, Charity.
Oh, hi, Dr. Daniel. I'm calling on behalf of my aunt who can call today. I'm trying to help her. And she has a spinal stenosis. She had an operation on her back and had a disc removed. And post-operation...
Wait, sorry, I want to repeat what you're saying so people can understand. This person is calling in for her aunt who has spinal stenosis and had surgery on her back. How's she doing now?
Yeah. Not good. Post-operation, she's having a lot of sciatic pain. They put a metal in her back.
Question, is she better, worse, or about the same than before surgery?
I think she's worse. I mean, she hasn't improved at all. You know,
okay, all right.
She's just had more problems.
So she's worse after surgery. They put some metal in her back, and now what?
Yeah. Now she has sciatic pain, numbness in the right leg, icy cold leg from lower back to her foot. And she's falling over several times. As a result, she has shoulder and neck and right hand falling over, like, because she's unable to move properly, she's falling over.
Okay, so we make it now has she's falling and hitting the ground, is that right?
Yeah, she fell over a few times.
She's hitting the ground.
Because of that, yeah, because of that, she has pain in her shoulder, neck, and her right hand as a result of falling. And her knees are weak too. Yeah. So I tried to. They gave her a morphine patch, which she wears all the time, and she's on three different painkillers.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let's update the audience. They can't hear you. Okay, so she's now on a morphine patch and three different medicines.
Yes.
Because the
three
pain
different painkillers
in her back,
yeah,
which she had surgery, is now worse after the surgeries. Have I got that right?
Yes, she's having all those problems after the surgery, all the pain, sciatic pain and numbness in the right leg and icy cold legs.
What did she have before surgery?
She had a back pain, so she slipped disc, so the disc was removed at the on the operation for spinal stenosis.
I'm trying to let the audience keep up with you. So she had a slipped disc, and the disc was removed in the operation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, and so post operation, she has all these problems, and now she's also on blood pressure medication, two of them, Lazotan and Amlodipine.
Yep.
And she's constipated as a result, so they've given her two things, lactulose and Senna syrup, and then she has three painkillers, including a morphine patch. So I try to get her on to start the turpentine. A cleanse, so I don't know if I'm on the right path with that.
I don't know. She's got a lot of problems. Okay, so this person basically has a seriously poor diet. So as far as the turpentine goes, the first thing you have to do is fix her diet. So you have to get her to get on the diet in the Candida Cleanup report. And for those of you who are listening,
yes,
you can get that report for free at vitalitycapsules.com. So the question is she willing to do that? I don't know.
Doing the diet.
Excuse me?
She started doing the diet, and I got her some
vitality
capsules. Yes, I bought her the capsules. She was just having problems moving three times a day, so I told her to increase it and see if that helps.
Is she moving three times a day with the capsules?
She said she only eats twice a day, so she's going twice.
I didn't ask. It doesn't matter. She can eat once a day. She can eat every other day. She needs to poop three times a day.
She needs to poop three times. Okay, I'll tell her that. Yeah, so she's doing that, and then she's got the vitality capsule, so she wants to start the turpentine. So I don't know if that helps, because the numbness is nerve-related, right? I don't know if that helps.
No. So you have to just, like, totally throw out all this cause and effect stuff the doctors have told you, because it's just false. It's not true. So telling me cause and effect is, like, not helpful, because you're repeating the lies the doctor told you. So the direct cause and effect is the diet she's eating and the waste her body's holding on to. That's it. There's not any of this chain reaction with 20 variables leading inevitably to her incurable situation. That is total nonsense. So basically, she's not ready to take turpentine. She's only pooping twice a day. So she has got to poop at least twice a day, maybe even more. Maybe have her even do enemas daily.
Okay.
She needs to see a substantial improvement in her pain before she even takes turpentine, because without her observing an improvement in her pain, the improvement in her pain, however moderate, even if it's a 20% improvement, that is your sign that waste is leaving her body fast enough for her to handle the increased waste release that the turpentine will create. So right now, you can take a turpentine and put it in the garage. Looks like it'll be a while.
Yeah.
So she has got to poop and poop some more. It poops three times a day, it'd be three times a day, and add an enema until the waist is moving well enough where she's saying, hey, I notice my pain is a little better. And then she would be ready to start turpentine. And even then, I would say very low dose. All right, we are going to commercial.
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. Cause I don't want to stay here on my own.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. Let's see, we have, all right, we've got to, okay, got it. Okay, we have Kenson in Canada. Hi, Kenson, how are you?
Excellent, how are you?
Pretty good. What is your question?
So, my girlfriend and I just had a brand new baby girl.
Yay! She's, congratulations!
Thank you. Just about to be 5 months old here, and we were both unfortunately raised on the typical Canadian, you know, microwave 90s dinner. You know, dinner.
Oh, well, it's good
that
we're even able
and
to have a kid. Okay, so let's have to repeat your question. So we have Kenson on the line, who's a proud parent of a five-month-old baby, and Kenson confesses to a 100% processed food diet, and so we're doubly thrilled for him. He was able to conceive. So what's your question, Kenson?
Well, we're both adopted, and we're both actually originally from the Caribbean. We're trying to start anew with our baby girl. What can we do to start off, especially because she's breastfeeding, on the turpentine protocol, or what can we do to start her off now, as well as my girlfriend, because we're still experiencing fatigue, and you know, the and we're coming off of the old processed diet to try to start anew with our baby girl.
Okay, so it's a bunch of questions there. Let's talk about the baby, right? Okay, so for historically, a turpentine is not given to people under a year of age unless they had an illness of some sort.
Okay.
So for preventative purposes, and your baby's breastfed, all you want to do really is make sure the baby is pooping after each breastfeeding. So babies poop a lot. So this kid breastfeeds about, what, 10 times a day? So that's like 10 poops a day. It's a lot of pooping. And so the breastfed baby should be pooping pretty much, you know, at least 5 to 10 times a day. So that's the one thing to do. So the way to get that to happen is first you breastfeed them. Easy, check that box. But then offer the baby a bottle of water, a water bottle, after breastfeeding. And that way he's going to stay very well hydrated. Because a lot of times a mother's breast milk might be maybe too concentrated or something like that. So offer the water bottle is number one. Number two, you can actually put Vicks Vapor Rub, which has turpentine in it, on the bottom of the baby's feet. And that will keep the baby healthy. So that's what you could do for your child to get them started on turpentine, because then their body is going to be used to turpentine. The Vicks will be absorbed through the bottom of the feet and give the baby preventive protection. But you've got it. The baby's got to be pooping regularly. You can't give turpentine to a constipated individual of any age. So the first step is after each breastfeeding, offer the baby a water bottle, a bottle of water. Preferably distilled water or distilled water with a little pinch of salt in it, and that's it. That's what to do with the baby. And then you can go to drjenniferdaniels.com and get an appointment to kind of discuss more of what you and your wife want to do for your situation.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome. Okay, you're welcome. Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, we have No Zamo in Louisiana. Hi, Nozama.
Greetings. Hi. Yes. My question is regarding Parkinson's disease. Can Parkinson's be reversed naturally?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. So for details and personalized plan, you can go to drjenniferdaniels.com. But I'm having good results with Parkinson's, yes.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Virginia says, how do you feel about the expensive devices for sale that claim to deflect 5G and so on? So 5G is effectively deflected by green plants. So I say, I don't know how much these devices cost, but put some green plants around your home, around the outside of your home, and even in the inside of your home, near these devices. So a lot of us are not in a position to give up internet in our home. For example, I'm talking to you over the internet, right? It's not 5G, but it's internet. So 5G especially is very sensitive to and is stopped by plants. So maybe put plants around against the walls that line your bedroom, and of course always turn off your internet at night in your room or even in the house. But during the day, you can put a plant, for example, around the area where you do use your 5G, and it'll stop the 5G from going to other places in the house. Gail says, what do I do for endometrial hyperplasia, atypical cells? Stop your dairy and stop your hormones. All right, off to commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and this is Dr. Daniels. We are answering questions. All right. Okay. Is there ever a time you might recommend testosterone supplementation? Absolutely not, never. Because your body makes testosterone from cholesterol. If your testosterone is low, then you need to eat more cholesterol. Your body will handle it. Dr. Daniel's going military. What does that mean? Okay. So, Tim, we have Tim in Oregon. Tim, what is your question?
Hello?
Hi, is this Tim?
Hello?
Is this Tim?
Well, yes, yes, Tim from Oregon.
Hi,
my question is, well, I have generalized anxiety depression, and I've been on Propion, which is an anti-anxiety, for years.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to figure out something I can do differently. I don't get any side effects from it. Actually, don't even take it on schedule. I'll go months without it. But
oh, there you go.
I definitely need something. I definitely need something. There are just periods, especially high stress periods for me, that
yeah.
I mean, I can definitely tell that I need it. And by the time that I tell that I need it, I've already crashed. So. I'm looking for something.
Let me The audience cannot hear you, so I have to repeat your question.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a caller who has generalized anxiety disorder for which she takes medications approximately once every several months, and she has periodic crashes, and she'd like to take something that would help her generalized anxiety disorder. So generalized anxiety is basically a malfunction of the brain, and the brain is constructed mostly of cholesterol. So all I need to do is increase the cholesterol in your diet phenomenally. So I would recommend at least eating calf liver. That would be 4 to 8 ounces every day for about 5 days. Take a 2-day break. And then another 5 days, you keep doing that. It's going to build up your cholesterol, boost it, and you'll see it'll stop your anxiety. The other thing you can eat that really is great is bacon, believe it or not. So if you eat like 4 strips of bacon a day.
I'm sorry. How long would I need to do that?
What's your anxiety disorder, okay? So you call it.
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
You let your symptoms be your guide.
Okay. You said 4 to 8 ounces of...
I'm talking to you how depleted you are.
Right.
So what we're doing is rebuilding your body, rebuilding what's wrong and what's causing your disorder. So every person is a different level of depletion. So the liver is number one, and that's going to help give your brain support on the cholesterol level. Then you need bacon, that'd be pork belly, and that helps a lot in terms of giving you the saturated fat that you need to sequester toxins and to help your immune system manage challenges. So I would start with those two things. And then, you know, you can always go to drjenniferdaniels.com, you know, for more guidance and more instruction and make an appointment.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And a quick question on that. Are there only animal versions for this?
Absolutely.
I've been a vegetarian for about 25 years.
Exactly. That's the problem. So when I was vegetarian, I was vegan for 26 years, I lost my mind. And I had to go back and get it. And it was the liver that bought me that. I literally could not remember a sentence right after I spoke it. It was gone. I mean, gone. I didn't know what I said. I couldn't remember it. There's no train of thought. I couldn't have a conversation. It was devastating. So, needless to say, I'm not vegan anymore. But what you can do is eat enough of the bacon and liver to rebuild yourself. And then if you'd like to, you can go right back to being vegan. Maybe eat bacon or liver every now and then when you need it.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we have Marcus in Washington, D.C. Hi, Marcus.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, I got one question. I had started your diet, and I had started taking the Vitality capsules.
Yes.
But I had called a couple months back because I was having a toothache, and you had told me to look on your website for the remedies for
instead of taking
antibiotics.
Right.
And so, I did that. I got the clove oil, and I was taking garlic capsules, and it did go away. But
good. Let the audience hear what you said. So this person called 2 months ago, had a toothache, and took the advice he received, which was some clove oil and garlic, and the toothache went away. And so now, what's going on?
So now what's going on is it was an infection. It wasn't just a toothache, it was an infection. So the infection went away, but it slowly started coming back, and it just so happens that I had just started the Candida diet about 2 weeks ago. And so I've been taking the Vitality capsules, and I've been doing the diet. And
We have to let the audience hear because they can't hear you. This person's symptoms went away for a month or two, and now they're coming back. The question is, what's the question?
Right. The infection is coming back, and my question is, is it okay, because I was taking like 4 garlic capsules a day after every meal. I take one after every meal, and I was putting the clove oil on my tooth, and that's what made the infection go away. So now that I'm taking Vitality capsules and I'm doing the diet, Can I do both? Can I take the capsules, the garlic capsules for the infection 4 times a day still, and still take the vitality capsules and do the diet, or should I just do one at a time?
So the question is, it's okay to put clove oil in your teeth and take garlic capsules while you're doing turpentine and vitality capsules? The answer is yes. However, the fact that this came back means you have a lifestyle issue that's causing the problem. And so you've got to identify the lifestyle issue and fix it, or this tooth will keep coming back with this pain and with this so-called infection.
Okay. Do you think the teeth need to be pulled, or do you think
it's no.
something that I'm doing?
No. So I had a tooth, and I had that pain problem with it. And I told the dentist, look, you're not pulling the tooth. I said, no, the root is very strong. And so she put a filling or whatever. And so I still had the pain. It was like, oh. So ultimately, so I did the clove oil. That's the same experience you did. It worked, but I didn't feel like really doing it. So what ultimately took care of it was I put activated charcoal, a teaspoon, and a half cup of water, put it in my mouth, swish, 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 and swallow. And do that until the whole half cup is gone. What's really going on is your body is storing toxins at the site of your tooth. There's not an infection. The problem is your body is not releasing toxins at a fast enough rate to accommodate whatever else you're doing. In other words, you might be, the turpentine might be releasing so many toxins that your body is putting them in your tooth because they're not being pooped out. So you've got to re-examine what you're doing and restore that balance between toxins released and toxins going to the toilet. So toxins released from your tissues and toxins going to the toilet. That balance is out of whack. And so your body says, oh, let's just put those toxins right there in that tooth. You're like, oh, no, it hurts. Yeah, so that's your problem. Your problem is you've got a balance situation there. You can go to drjenniferdaniels.com. and schedule an appointment if you like. We can take a closer look and see about restoring that balance for you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. That was Marcus. Okay. So Karen said, If I'm having more than 3 bubbles a day, do I need to do the warm water enema? I don't know. What are you trying to accomplish? So we don't know. About how long does it take to heal from Hashimoto's thyroiditis using pure gum spirits of turpentine? Answer is, thyroid issues are not totally a parasite issue. There's more to it than that. And so you have a lot more adjustments to make. Bobby says, I love to record new music for your show. Okay, Bobby, go ahead and send us a link to your MP3. We'll check it out. Lisa says, I have big scars after a cut, gets healed, it turns into a pump. I think it's a bump. And so the answer is you have too much connective tissue. You need to eat less connective tissue. You can also apply castor oil to the scar. That'll help that lump go away, and you can do enemas daily. It takes commitment. So I grew up in an African-American background. We had lots of connective tissue. I was lucky I did not get keloids, but I got some pretty exuberant scars. And so once I went vegan and started doing enemas, all of my childhood scars are gone. There's this big one. I fell out of a tree. Where is it? Yeah, right there. I don't know if you can see it. Probably can't, because guess what? It's almost gone. But that was a big scar from here all the way down to here when I fell off the tree. Gone. All those scars on my knees from jumping off mountains and getting my knees all bloody. So, yeah, that's what you have to do. It takes commitment, but if, you know, you're committed, you can do it. Scars gone. I don't have any. Okay, someone has a question about turpentine. Is it mineral turpentine? Absolutely not. Mineral turpentine is a gasoline derivative. It is not pure gum turpentine. So it has to be gum. gum means from the chewy sap of the pine tree, which is gummy. So that's why I call it gum. Okay, so Nick's trying to retell your story. Okay, good summary, Nick. What foods help produce natural testosterone? Liver, go for it, liver. And any other high cholesterol food. So I used to recommend lobster and shrimp, but too many people have shellfish allergies. But they are awesome sources of cholesterol. Carmen says, I'm a veteran and walking with a backpack for miles is part of the training. Thank you, Carmen. I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, I'm feeling like really good. Carlene, Dr. Ashton, don't be pooping after every meal. No, adults be pooping 3 times a day. Kids and adults are not the same. So Carlene says, I poop 7 times a day without taking anything. I'm menopausal, I'm 5'8" and weigh 110 and have lots of muscle mass, experiencing joint pains and blurred vision. So Carlene, in your discovery session, your diet is definitely out of whack. Needs to be adjusted. Bree says, suddenly getting a lot of cavities. Is there something I can do to actually? Yes, it's your diet. You got to do something about your diet. Most likely, you're missing connective tissue. That would be my guess. And you can find that in cow feet, pig feet, or chicken feet. All right, we have Jamila in Louisiana. Jamila, what is your question?
Good morning, Dr. Daniels. It's so good to hear your voice and talk to you. I just love your show.
Thank you.
Asked a question about Parkinson's. Could you elaborate a little bit more on it, what it is? And what are some of the causes of Parkinson's disease? That's my question this morning.
The major cause of Parkinson's disease nowadays is medications. So that would be your antidepressants, your ADHD medications. That's the major cause of Parkinson's disease. So what we're seeing now is an epidemic of people getting Parkinson's disease in their 40s. Like, oh my God, 40s and 50s, whereas previously it was a disease of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And so we're seeing younger and younger people getting Parkinson's disease, and it's basically due to their medical intervention and medical treatment they had in their youth. So it's basically a form of severe brain damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the causes is mainly medication? That's it? If
mainly.
I get off of my medication?
Yes, it's mainly medication. So, yeah. Part of it is getting off your medication. As long as you're taking your medication, you're not going to get any better. It's just going to get worse. So it's really not any big cure while you're taking your medication.
All righty. And get on the diet and start pooping 3 times a day and eating, you know, following your Candida report.
Yes,
a big help.
That will help. And then I would do that minimum, and I would start that maybe for 2 or 3 weeks. And then you can introduce some supportive foods like liver. Liver is ultra high in cholesterol, so it supports the adrenal glands in the brain. So what you've got going on then, if you're taking these drugs, is you have severe brain damage going on, deteriorating your brain. And so now your immune system has got the incredible task of rebuilding your brain. That's a lot of work.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Here we have Laponia in Indiana. Hi, Laponia.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. So I heard you saying something about cancerous tabs or whatever that they put in the men's prostate to check for cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I was diagnosed with breast cancer the beginning of January 2018, and they put metal tabs in my breast so that the surgeon will know where the tumors are.
Right.
But since I haven't taken any of that chemo or radiation, but I wanted to know if those tabs cause cancer as well.
No, the tabs that we put in you are markers only, and they are not radioactive, my understanding. So they put what they put in the guy is pellets that have radioactive material that literally irradiate him and give him radiation poisoning in his private parts.
Okay.
So for you, tabs are just markers. They're not therapeutic. They're not designed to destroy your cancer.
Okay, so I can leave them there forever?
You know, how many times you want to get cut? It's a tough call. All right.
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We are answering questions, and we have Nick in North Carolina. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Dr. Daniels. How you doing?
Hey, good, Nick. What's up?
Hey, not much. I got a question. What is your recommendation for a kid that has sickle cell?
So this person says, what is my recommendation for a kid that has sickle cell? You have to keep that kid very well hydrated, sickle cell kid. The slightest bit of dehydration is going to cause those cells to sickle. So I would say that's the number one hurdle. The next hurdle is to get that kid off junk food. Just get it out the house, make it totally not available. If you have to homeschool them, because they give the kids a lot of trash in school. Those would be the two basic recommendations.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. What do we have? I'm out of my calendar, Council. What can I use instead of waiting for the sale? So you can use celery juice instead. You can use cucumber juice. The sale should be in mid-May. You can use prune juice as well. Prune juice is pretty pricey. I find that it takes about half a bottle to do what a vitality capsule does. Okay. Since I started, I don't know what that means. So Cedar says, since he started eating liver and pig ears, he is stronger in the gym and lifting weights. Oh, I see. His morning wood is stronger. Okay, got it. Yes. All right, let's see. Oh, wait, let's check out the... Oh, we only have 2 minutes left. Let's see if we can get in a question from the chat room. Chat room. You know, chat room, I can't even find you. Where are you? Nope. Lost the chat room. What happened to the chat room? How did that happen? We lost the chat room. Oh, well. Let's start closing these things so we find the chat room. All right, chat room, we're sorry. You got lost. All right. Oh, no. They're not going to let me log in. Okay, that's it, chat room. Don't let me log in. Let's find a question from Facebook. Uh-oh, too long a question. We have to go. The music is playing. We're done. As always, think happens. And guys, keep those balls. We'll see you back next week. Till then. Just standing there. I thought I was only dreaming. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. Well, we can feel the motion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.